Decided is Silly Bus right here on the Children's Hour. This episode is all about media literacy and misinformation. This is Communication Nation, Episode 1, Speaking the Truth, Part 2, Misinformation. We've been learning about media literacy from Isha Butch at Common Sense Media. Isha talked about whether or not we're being fooled by the media we consume. The kids' crew have more questions.
Why do you think people spread false information?
A lot of what people put out on the internet is so that they can earn money, whether it's a company or it's a person, whether it's an influencer. The more viral and the more shareable that things are, the more money people get, because there's advertisements that are baked into it. They might actually be getting money for every time someone clicks on their news or their post that they're sharing. So there's a money incentive for people, but it also brings about a really good question about what is the purpose of what someone is sharing. It might be false, but it also might be purposefully false. It could be a joke.
How can you look out for and avoid false information?
That's a big one. Whether it's a post that someone shares, a text someone tells you about, when you're old enough to be on social media, you're probably seeing a lot of different posts from people that you might know or not even know personally. And it's a lot of information that you're getting. It's really important to ask yourself, who is sending this message? What is their background? Where are they getting the information from? Is there any way for me to be able to double check sources to make sure that what they're sharing is true? And so those are some of the things to kind of ask yourself when you're thinking about whether something's true or not.
First of all, I'm doing this research thing in ELA, English Language Arts. And they told us that you have to read multiple sites and you just have to see what everything says. And you should avoid .com sites for research. But if you do decide to use those sites, you should look at when it's published and who it was published by and all these steps. And I had 13 sites, although I did use a couple .coms. I know like what YouTube channel I was using, and the guy, he did some research and he puts his sites so I can go back into his sites and I can see where he got his information. And the point of that was that it's good to know that, because you won't be less fooled by like clicking websites.
I love that. And I really love that you even mentioned, you know, being able to figure out who the YouTuber was and that they were able to cite their sources. That person that was creating the YouTube video was very media literate in their decision to like cite their sources, right? So that you could then kind of go back to them. So it's really great that you're able to do that.
That's Isha Butch from Common Sense Media. And we're learning about misinformation.
Share too much. Who decides if I measure up? Cultivate a life the world could see. Did I show enough vulnerability? Give you a chance to spit your wicked lines with your screens and keys to hide behind. Truthfully, people are more complex than their words taken out of context. Looking for Exactly when did it become required to share our thoughts, however uninspired? I remember when less was more. Oversaturation leaving me floored. Dress it up however you would like. It won't change who you are inside. When they ask you how you spent your time, will you have to say fighting people online? Hey, hey. I know we won't all agree. Hey, hey. Tell me what fun would that be? Hey, hey. I'm looking for somebody thought-provoking. Let's meet up face to face and start fact checking. Don't take my silence as opposition. Don't wish to be exposed like politicians, twisting words from 10 years past, throwing guilt into the attack. Should we have known that it would come to this? Delete a friend, now they don't exist. Social media insanity. Hope we can hold on to our humanity.
Cats chase mousies, and doggies chase cats. You can't hold water in a brown paper sack. They don't put diamonds in Cracker Jacks. It's just a matter of fact. You pull a bull's tail, you're pushing your luck. You drive through quicksand, you'll probably get stuck. And the sun goes down, and the sun comes back up. Just a matter of fact. Benjamin Franklin, they thought he was nuts, till he proved his theory with shocking results. Science is the lightning, your brain is the key. They're gonna make some electricity. You can't win a science fair with a tinfoil hat. The world looks level, but that don't mean it's flat. Vacuum suck and magnets attract. You see, it's just a matter of fact.
That's Elliot Park right here on the Children's Hour from a release called The Mouth, and Matter of Fact is the name of that tune. Shoeless before that from The Lost Year with the Social Media Song. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today we're learning about communication. It's a first in a four-part radio series to educate kids and families about how we communicate with each other and find common ground. Earlier on the show, we talked about our media diet. Have you ever wondered how much media you consume? Have you ever kept track? We've got the tools for you to learn a lot more about media literacy, including activities like studying your own media diet. You can find it all at childrenshour.org. Look for Communication Nation. This is Episode 1, Speaking the Truth, Media Literacy and Misinformation. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour, and this is Aaron Nigel Smith and Red Yarn from Smith & Yarn.
Turn off your phone, have a look is fed. Lift your eyes up from your pad. See what a third dimension can add. And turn off your phone. Take a look around you. Get out of the zone. It just might astound you. Turn off your phone. Take a look around you. Please turn off your phone. Turn off your phone. Soak in what's around you. And seek the unknown.
Turn Off Your Phone is Ayan Bodhi and Kathleen Martin. And you're listening to the Children's Hour. Turning off your phone's not such a bad idea. Unless you're listening to the Children's Hour on your phone, well, then keep it going. We're learning about communication in a series we're calling Communication Nation to help us think about how we can connect through our cultures and learn about each other. Part of that is learning how to discern truth from fiction. That's what media literacy is all about. We've got a little bit more coming up with Isha Butch from Common Sense Media. You can follow along with our playlists and find our learning guides at childrenshour.org. Look for our series, Communication Nation.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support provided by the City of Albuquerque and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. The Children's Hour is supported in part by New Mexico Arts, a division of the Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the County of Bernalillo, New Mexico. Many thanks to the users at tokenibis.org, who direct funds to the Children's Hour every week. Keep up with the Children's Hour and subscribe to our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.